morning. So today I'm going to talk about my research project for my PhD. It is a rapid and on-site identification of oil-contaminated soils using visible and near-infrared diffuse reflectance spectroscopy, or in short form, VisNIR DRS. This project was started 2 years before, and it is a collaborative effort between LSU Ag Center and Texas A&M University and Virginia Tech. So, what is VisNIR DRS? Well, it is a short form of visible near-infrared diffuse reflectance spectroscopy, and it is a scanning technology which uses the visible to near-infrared range. That means 350 to 2,500 nanometer range of the whole electromagnetic spectrum to scan the surface of a sample, and from that scanning, it can predict the chemical composition of that object. There has been several advantages of that technology. First of all, it is very, very rapid in nature. You can take a scan within a couple of seconds. And it is non-destructive in nature. That means you can use the sample as many as time you can. And it is proximal sensing, and it has been useful for predicting several other soil properties so far. And in the figure, in the picture, I'm using the typical ASD analytical spectral device, VisNIR spectroradiometer. This is the contact probe, which we call the mug light. Now, among several advantages of this technology, first of all, it is very much portable, and literally you can carry it in your backpack and with a handheld probe, and you can go to field to scan in situ, and you can predict on-site, so it is pretty much cool. Now, the justification of the study came in 2008 when we went to collect some samples from different parts of Louisiana and scan them with that instrument, VisNIR spectroradiometer, and you see from this reflectance pattern, this red line and the blue solid line represent the two different soils with no hydrocarbon contamination. But at the same time, these dotted red lines and dotted blue lines are the same soil with hydrocarbon contamination. So there is a clear difference between of reflectance pattern between the hydrocarbon contaminated soil and non-hydrocarbon contaminated soil. And we wanted to model the difference in our technology. So our primary objective was to determine the prediction accuracy of VisNIR DRS in quantifying the amount of petroleum hydrocarbons in contaminated soils. And secondly, our main goal was twofold. First of all, the rapid and inexpensive identification of contaminated areas requiring remediation. And secondly, identification of contamination in areas where it may have gone undetected. In our lines of approach, we took three experiments. First of all, we collect several samples from different parts of Louisiana, and we scan them with VisNIR DRS and make a calibration model. Secondly, we use that model to map the spatial extent of hydrocarbon contamination plumes at a selected site in Louisiana. And thirdly, right now we are doing some artificial lab construction with different types of soil texture and different organic matter grades, that means 1%, 5%, and 10% of organic matters, and different hydrocarbons like crude oil, motor oil, and diesel, to see if these variabilities or these properties has got significant effect on spectral pattern of contaminated soils or not. So in our first experiment, we collected 46 samples which contain both contaminated and reference samples from six different sites in Louisiana. You can see some of these sites has got high petroleum contamination in the soils. And after collecting those samples, we scan them in three conditions. First of all, in the field moisture intact condition. Secondly, air-dried intact condition. And thirdly, air-dried ground condition. After taking the scan, you need to process your reflectance spectra to produce the average reflectance spectra. So we did some spectral processing, and we produced the smooth average reflectance spectra. And from that smooth reflectance spectra, we produced the first derivative and second derivative of reflectance spectra. The reason behind that, when you use the original reflectance spectra, it contains different types of external features, which can come from anything. So you need to have the extract of spectral information to incorporate in your model. So that's why scientists generally use the first derivative and second derivative of reflectance spectra. And for that reason, we used original reflectance spectra, first derivative, and second derivative for comparative purpose in our modeling strategy. Now, after all the spectral processing, we divided our samples into 70% and 30%. In the 70%, we make a calibration model, and rest 30% we used for validation. For calibration, we use leave one out cross-validation partial least square regression. And in the calibration model, in case of film moist intact condition, we get good results as compared to other air-dried and air-dried ground and safe conditions. So we wanted to test the validity of that findings. So we ran the validation samples, and you know what? We've got R-square values of 0.64 in both of the cases using the original reflectance and first derivative for field moist intact scan, which are greater than any other scan. So it clearly stands out that field moist scan is good without any sample preparation. We wanted to know what is the reason for such model variability, or what is the reason for underperformance of this higher processed model. So we plot the regression coefficient starting from 350 to 2500 nanometer for each of these conditions, field moist in situ, air-dried intact, and air-dried ground condition. You see the black bars are representative of the regression coefficients, and the red bars are representative of the statistically significant regression coefficient, which used for model building purpose. So you can see, as we go from field moist in situ to air-dried intact and air-dried ground, the number and magnitude of these red bars are considerably varying, particularly in this region. And we have found that these are the specific spectral signatures for the crude oil, which are missing in the air-dried intact and air-dried ground condition. To further test, we sent some samples after air-drying and grinding to labs to run the TPH, or total petroleum hydrocarbon analysis, and we have found some random loss of TPH, or petroleum hydrocarbons. So in our experiment, we have run some other multivariate model also called boosted regression tree. Though due to low sample number, boosted regression tree didn't perform as well as partial least square, but you know what? It is also showing the same trend that first derivative of field moist intact showing the best calibration R-square of 0.85. We did some principal component analysis from our first derivative of reflectance spectra, and these are the squares and the circles are the contaminated and non-contaminated samples, and these are pretty much separate from each other. That means our spectral method is qualitatively good also. We ran some supervised classification on that using the Fisher's linear discriminant analysis, and we got around 91% of classification accuracy in that. In our experiment too, we used that model for spatial variability mapping. We collected 132 samples from 80-hectare area of Vernon Parish, Louisiana, and we used both grid and random sampling. So this is the site. Here there was a blowout a couple of years ago, and this is the soil area. So we expected the oil to be moved from this area to there. So we collected a total of 132 samples from this area with both grid and random sampling. And after taking the samples, we scan them, we predict the amount of petroleum, and we interpolate in GIS using the Quiggin interpolation. And you got high concentration of petroleum as compared to these places as we have expected. So what is the validity of this test? Well, we have collected 10 samples across this area. We sent the lab to run, again, the petroleum hydrocarbon, and we got the lab results. We combined them, and we find that R-square value is 0.72. So it clearly shows the potentiality of our technology for spatial variability mapping. Now, in our experiment 3, we are artificially constructing samples in our lab with two different soil textures, namely silt loam and clay, with three different grades of organic matter, 1%, 5%, and 10%, and three different types of oil, motor oil, crude oil, and diesel. And for each oil, we use three grades, 1,000 ppm, 10,000 ppm, and 30,000 ppm. And our main goal is to find, is there any significant effect of soil texture and different grades of organic matter on the spectral reflectance pattern of contaminated soils or not. And we also want to know if we can segregate the spectral reflectance pattern for different types of oils or not. So, at last, you may ask, what is the applicability, in-field applicability of our technology? Well, in case of latest BP, deepwater horizon oil spill, we went to Pensacola Beach and we collected some samples from there. You know, these samples we collected from Pensacola Beach, these are the sloppy samples. Now we bring those in our lab. We mix those samples with the clean sand to get several grades, discrete samples. And using those samples, we made some calibration models, and we are getting the high R-square values, 0.95 to 0.99. And after incorporating those models, the United States Coast Guard invited us to make a on-site demonstration. We went there for on-site prediction, and it went really good. So, in conclusion, so VisionAI DRS is a useful technique for predicting the amount of petroleum contamination in soil, and field moist intact aggregates are preferred for VisionAI DRS scanning without any sample preparation, because as we process the sample more, there is random loss of petroleum. It may be volatilization, it may be chemical degradation, it may be microbial degradation. And our future work will focus on making a spectral library for broader geographical area so that we can use that technique to map the petroleum oil spill for a larger geographic area, and we can literally fix the spectrometer in a airborne platform to scan a large amount of area within very short time. So that's all. If you have any questions or comments. So okay. Yeah, it is mainly as we are. I guess your question is that water content has any effect or not, right?
No, I know that. In terms of how you seem to control it, you suggest a reduction in absorption.
Yeah, it's a reduction in absorption. Yeah, but at the same time, the VisionAI DRS, our technology, can explicitly find out the important wavelengths as I have presented here, you know. And main reason is that as we go from field moist to more process condition, the signatures are just gone. That means there is. And the important thing is that the spectral signatures for water, that means in 1400 and 1900, they are not statistically significant. So we mainly conclude that the spectral signatures for the crude oil.